Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I have got some wonderful guests with me. We're very excited to have representing the ministerial and the Good Friday service today. We've got some wonderful men here. Great to have with us Pastor Kevin Sawatsky from the Dream Center. And we have got, once again, it's Captain Earl Fraser. Glenn Fraser. Sorry,
I like
apologize
Earl.
That. Glenn Fraser.
Earl works.
I knew that. I apologize.
That's my brother from another mother.
That's right.
I got the captain right, so I'm captain. Focusing on that. But great to have you here. You are the co-president of the ministerial.
I have that privilege. Myself Wonderful. And Des Klingspond are the co-presidents of the ministerial for this year. And we are here to share what's going to happen in the next week,
Absolutely.
Week today.
Well, it's great to know that. I know the Good Friday service is something a lot of people look forward to. Very excited about that. Now, Pastor Kevin, you are going to be leading the worship in that as well. That's your turn this year. Looking forward to that.
Thank you. Yeah, we are too. This Good Friday service, as we have every year, a lot of churches from the city gather together. We're meeting next week Friday at the Ann Pornoff Theater. Mm-hmm. And not every church can make it, but we do our very best to try to include as many churches. So they threw us the ball this year, Dream Center, to lead the music and worship time, the
nice.
Praise. And so we're quite excited by that. We've got our worship list all put together and getting ready for all that.
Well, first off, Glenn, let's talk about the Good Friday service. Why is it such a big deal that this is done in a big group all together?
Well, first of all, It's we are there to pause and remember the sacrifice that Christ made on our behalf, each one of us. And I think it's great because we as the churches of the community are dropping our denominational garments,
yeah,
shall we
right,
say.
Yeah.
We're dropping them, we're laying them on the floor, and we're saying, this is about unity in Christ. This is not about the Salvation Army, it's not about the Dream Center, it's not about any other. It's mm-hmm. about our unity and faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and his sacrifice on the cross, which was done on our behalf. And we pause the Good Friday, we celebrate on Sunday, but Good Friday as a community of believers, we come together. And I think it's great that we do this. We don't do many united things in this community as churches.
That's true.
And I believe this is one of those things that let us stand out and let us shout out, you know, shout to the Lord. And we do this together. We do this united. We try to get as many churches involved. A number of churches do their own thing. And mm-hmm. so we appreciate that, and
we
bless them as they go and do their thing.
Yeah.
But if you're not doing something on Good Friday morning, then please come. Participate with the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we as believers, you know, get together. We don't get together. We sit in our little churches. We do our own little things. And we sometimes forget that there's a whole body out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the 20 of us or the 30 or 40 or whatever, but it's the whole body. And we come together in celebration and recognition of Jesus Christ.
The Yorkton Ministerial has a loose statement of faith that we agree together. Some things, because we're all different, but the cross and the importance of what Jesus did on it is really critical for all of us. And that's why this day becomes such an important day. Now, we try as to put our service, when we plan our service together, we kind of come around a theme, as well as we try to make it more of, like, there's lots of scripture that's being read, of different pastors, different leaders are being reading scripture. A lot of the songs we're doing represent different styles of faith. Like we're doing, one of the songs we'll be doing is Were You There When They Crucified My Lord, which is a famous song out of the Lutheran tradition.
Yep.
And so we try to incorporate some new with some old, some old, really old hymns, as well as some very, we're doing Once Again by Matt, what's
Redman?
That's right. And so it's a fairly, you know, newer song. So we try to incorporate all of it, but the key point of the day is that we really agree at the centrality of Christ's work on the cross,
mm-hmm.
the essential understanding that it was substitutionary. We agree with that?
I agree with that.
And that we agree that, that Jesus' work is the defining defining moment, that he came to live. He lived sinlessly, but then Jesus came and he died. He died once for all, that we find our forgiveness in Christ.
That's right. We understand that, you know, sacrifices were made in the Old Testament. Christ came, and he was the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes, right.
And that is the centrality of our faith as individuals, but it's also what binds us together as a ministry. We come from different denominations. Each one of us could wave our flag or wave our denominational statements at each other, but you know what? That's not what the ministerial is about. The ministerial is about we as believers, as leaders in the churches of in Yorkton and surrounding area, because it's more than just Yorkton. But
it is,
we come together and we pray one for another.
Yes, it's true.
And it doesn't matter what tradition you come from, what denominational line you come from. We come together and the cross becomes central.
That's right.
In all this, and this, and the sacrifice of Christ on the cross that completed the act that we may be, you know, born again.
Yes, good.
It comes to that.
And when you, I mean, you look at the significance of a day like this, or a celebration, or a, you know, a time to get together. You see it in the name, Good Friday.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you've answered that question many, many times. Why is it Good Friday when Jesus died on the cross? You know,
yeah.
I think
and
I remember thinking that to myself. But in that that name shows the significance of this in our faith, in our entire. Body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Exactly right.
And as Kevin said, we come from different denominations, different traditions, but the service is planned that not one tradition tries to overpower another one. Each year it's a different flavor because we have a different pastor that will break the word. This year we're being more even intentional on bridging the gap between the churches, the mainline churches, if you want to say that, in Yorkton, and some of the new ministries, the younger ministries.
Yeah, that's us.
The ministries that have been around, we're, you know, intentionally moving into to join ourselves with the First Nations ministries in town, because it's too long we've been separate.
Mm-hmm.
Too long we've, you know, had our own little castles, and we need to say to our First Nations people, we recognize you. You know, we recognize you.
Even more than that.
We're
all one, you know.
And through Christ, we are one. But we understand that we each have our differences, but we are one in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
right.
It's more than just white Anglo-Saxon.
Oh, no way.
It's, you know?
Yep.
You know, it's more than that.
Way more.
So when it comes to the event, that's one of the ways you're coming together. But there is always a focus. There's there's an offering that is taken during that with guidelines as to what it's going to be going towards. And this year, that seems to be the focus.
Well, of course, we have to pay some bills.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. There's a rental charge for the. You know, there are the sound people need to come in, and we have pay them. There are some charges that we do incur.
Yep.
So the offering comes. It first and foremost goes to paying off those bills so that we do not end up in the debt.
Yeah.
But God has blessed this service year after year. And so we whatever is donated extra above and beyond the costs go first and foremost. The first part will go to The Rock as we try to participate in their ministry of the family moment.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then this year, after everything else has been done, Cody First Nations has a ministry going on in there. And we have decided that we will in turn bless them by taking what's left over and using it, allowing them to use it for their ministry here.
That's
awesome. And again, it's us showing that we are more than just these churches here. We are part of, Christ is beyond boundary. He's beyond, you know, background. She's beyond
ethnicity. Anything.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
That's right. That's right. And we've got a great speaker this year.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Now you tell us who our guest speaker is.
Well, this is my neighbor. Yeah. Who it's funny. I've got a chance to talk with him on the air before even early in his faith. But it's just incredible man, incredible neighbor, yeah. But an incredible human being that we've gotten a chance to see over the time. Was just elected as the chief of the Cody First Nation,
yes.
George Cody.
Yes, yes. And George is so well respected.
Mm-hmm.
I actually follow him on social media and
yep.
regularly am encouraged by what he posts. So he's our guest speaker, our focal point of the morning,
yep.
and his theme is
Reconciled,
yeah. So that's on the posters and everything. But so we're kind of heading towards what he's going to bring,
mm-hmm.
but then a big part of the offering is going to go to the ministry with Rick down at
Grace River Mission.
Yeah, Grace River Mission.
Part of the ministry at the Cody First Nation is done through the Grace River Mission. So
yeah.
That will all be channeled and directed to the Cody First Nation through them.
Wonderful.
And it gives us a chance to bless other ministries,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it was very intentional this year. I really felt God moving when we were discussing this to go beyond our local white Anglo-Saxon and make this very much the flavor of Christ in Yorkton,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, there was an old chorus you sing, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in His sight.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And
that's
I don't mean that to be disrespectful to anybody, but...
We don't. No, absolutely not.
But we are all part of God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We will all celebrate at the end, in my faith, we'll all be there in the mass choir.
Yeah.
And so... I think what Kevin is bringing forward this year represents a taste of heaven.
That is an awesome way to put it. that's what we should have called it.
There you go.
So, do you know what Captain's talking about?
Tell me more.
Okay. Well, what we thought we'd do this year is that instead of having kind of one or two people leading the singing, we thought, why don't we invite anyone, sing, can't sing, don't care. If you would like to be a part of like an informal mass choir, we will have whomever want to show up. We'll put risers on the stage. I've already talked to the guys over there at help out at the Anpornuff, and there'll be choir risers on the stage, and we will put. Well, I would love to see 50, 75 more. I think it'd be amazing.
Absolutely. I've been a part of choirs like that.
Have you?
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. And just put everyone on the stage and kind of let the choir do the majority of they just start to sing. And of course, we'll have to interact back and forth between those who are on the mics and those who are not, because we have beginning and end and such. And there'll be scripture reading read throughout the morning. So that's what we thought, why not try it? Now, I don't know, the last choir that I was a part of was about 3 years ago when we did the Promise 316,
that's right?
Yep. And that was the kind of the biggest uniting event that I had been a part of. And now we just showed up at Yorkton at the time and got a chance to participate with that. So thank you to Ingrid for taking the time to send me some information about that group, and I sent that stuff off to them. But I think it'd be great. And so part of the reason for us being here is that we want to challenge anyone who's listening to show up this Sunday at the Dream Center, 2:30 in the afternoon. We didn't know what time to pick, so we thought, well, you know, Sunday afternoon maybe. You know.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd try Sunday afternoon, and we'll see. We'll have 100 chairs set up, and we're going to just walk through the worship list. Not going to worry too much about parts and harmonies and all that kind of stuff, but at least everyone will have a chance to know the songs, and we are going to work on kind of beginning and endings and just get so that everyone's familiar with it. And then I'm really hoping that we have not only a really strong turnout, because I agree with you, Glenn, to have this mass choir of 100 voices are on the stage going through the, you know, were you there, or the lest I forget Gethsemane,
right.
You know, he was nailed to the cross, you know, these really important songs, and have the choir kind of having this sound that comes off the stage, I think would be very, very I think it would be very moving.
Absolutely.
So that's the plan. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. Now, will anyone show up? That's the question.
I know my wife is. So
how well, good. So there'll be five of us then.
I love that you talk about the level of skill when it comes to singing. You know, I always look back to the way that the Bible talks about, it doesn't say sing a beautiful song.
Come
it
on.
Says make a joyful noise.
Say it,
it's
man.
About the heart, you know.
Yeah.
And so obviously sometimes we want to be excellent in our presentation, but you know what? It's all about your heart and where it is when you're bringing that.
You're right.
And I don't think this is so much about presentation, as Kevin said.
Absolutely.
You know, the harmonies. If you can sing the melody.
If you can sing melody, sing melody. That's
sing
awesome.
Sing melody. You know, if you're singing it an octave lower, if you're singing it an octave higher.
Don't care.
Great. You know, this is just about getting together. Again, it's that celebration together. We're dropping our denominational garbs. We're putting them aside. And we are singing to our Lord.
And I think one of the things that it does too is it brings the people out and gives another, you know, people want to have some sort of a role or want to play a role in some of these services, but maybe haven't had the opportunity. I think this is something that, you know, who knows, could become a tradition and something that that is a powerful tradition, because there's something about those voices together singing that the joyful noise makes it something. Little taste of heaven, like
I
you're
agree.
Talking about.
And you want, I want to just follow up on a comment you just made. I feel badly that there are people who have been told in their life, you can't sing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've heard that so many times. As a person who is a worship person, like music, I went to school actually to be a music teacher. So music is a part of it's always been a part of my life. And my father says that I'm cursed with an ear that can hear stuff that's in tune and out of tune. he calls me cursed.
That's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, he says, poor, he's always said to me, you know, poor people who can understand the difference. He says, I just sing and no one, I can't tell whether I'm in tune or out of tune, I just sing. And I always thought that he's got a point. But somewhere along the line, I hear people say to me, oh, I can't sing. I said, who told you?
Yeah.
Like, who said you cannot sing? And when you are in a part of a group of 100 people and you're standing shoulder to shoulder and you're singing together and you're hearing the things and you're in the midst of that, it is very, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I've been a part of a lot of mass choirs. So if you've never experienced that, again, I really hope that we have a good turnout. We hope that the church has announced it this week.
Yep.
We have a good turnout. And then if we have the good turnout, then we will also have a practice on Thursday. But we'll see what happens.
Sounds
after
good.
Sunday's over.
Wonderful. So that's exciting to see. And it's nice to see the different churches, you know, having different roles and playing different parts every year. I know as the Yorkton Alliance, we're taking care of the offering and making sure we supply ushers and things like that. What are some of the other roles that have been taken on?
Oh, Pastor Mark is taking on the responsibility from the Victory Church. He's going to gather us all together about 10 o'clock, and they're going to be praying with everybody.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And then there will be key people that will be leading leading the scripture reading. So Pastor Moses, you don't know if you've met him yet.
Sure.
Moses will be doing some reading, and
Pastor Rick Lamont from the Grace River will be doing scripture and that.
That's right. That's right.
And honestly, I didn't bring my list with me, so I'm afraid of missing
somebody. I got it all down because I've been writing all this stuff together. And Pastor or Father Francis is working on the bulletin now.
That's right.
And so we all are having these kind of behind the scenes things that we're kind of looking after to make sure that. Day. And the bulletin's a huge deal. Like, people just assume, oh, I got a bulletin, but he puts a lot of time into that. Mm-hmm. Well, at least he did this year. Last year, I think Alliance Church did the bulletin, I think last year. I can't remember. We try to all take.
Each one person gets their turn, shall we say.
Yep.
We sit in the meeting like every other meeting, there's that silence until somebody puts up their hand and says, okay, we'll do that.
I'll do that. That's exactly right. That's
you know,
right.
We think a bunch of pastors, we'd be more excited and ready to get involved, but sometimes we're normal.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Oh, absolutely.
We're normal.
Well, Pastor Des and his team, man, I'll tell you, those ladies that work in the office, we got to shout out those people that work in the office and look after the details. So they got all the contract stuff looked after,
nice.
Made sure that the place is booked and all the bills are going to be paid. And Pastor Tim from from Family Worship Center. He's the official.
He's our treasurer.
Nice.
And so he'll be looking after the offering,
paying the bills.
That's right.
And he'll be making sure the checks are written to those who need to be paid. But again, it is a united effort. It is a united effort. It's not just, you know, one person, the chair, the president, whatever term you want to use. It's not just them. It is a united effort. Mm-hmm. And we each take on that, and it comes together. It comes together.
And we're so glad for our association with The Rock. Now, come on, what are you guys doing on Good Friday?
Well, we're looking forward to broadcasting live for the first time.
Broadcasting live.
So,
oh man, okay.
So we
no
wanted
pressure
to,
there.
We've worked hard to try and record it every year and play it back, you know, so that people get a chance to hear it. Maybe if they went to it, and we'll still do that. We'll record it here and make sure that it gets played over the air. But it's one of those things too that I think some people, especially in the morning, they maybe shut in or maybe aren't able to be a part of it, but want to be a part of it. It just gives us another opportunity to do that when it comes to, you know, bringing it to people in the mornings. I know people getting ready for whatever it is, it'll give them a chance to be a part of it and hear what's going on as it's happening. And so we thought we'd give it a try this year. Well, whenever it starts.
10:30. Good Friday morning. So try to be there around 10, or you know, get mm-hmm. a good seat. And we want to encourage people to you know, sit in as tight as they can, mm-hmm. so that we can have as many people as possible come and be a part of the service. We're working on some logistical things even now, just the projector and making sure that people can see the songs and the words. And we're also going to try to have the scripture slides available, so that as people read the scriptures, they'll be able to see it. And then there's going to be some special music. Prairie Harvest is going to be doing some special music during the offertory. Mm-hmm. And so all those details have all got to come together. So people out there, please pray for us that we're just a loose group of people just kind of making this thing happen. But it's always good.
It always works out.
It's always good.
It's the grace of God you know, and I don't say that loosely, by the grace of God that it comes together, because it's through His grace that we work. And it always seems to come out a lot better than anything we could have ever planned or anything we could have ever imagined. And that is truly God's grace to us.
I agree.
And I believe to the people that come to hear, because they don't need to see how we're pulling our hair out the night before, or, you know, standing there backstage and everybody's shaking, you know, all the knees are knocking. But you come out there and you begin to just worship in His presence, and it just washes away the knocking of the knees.
It's amazing.
It truly is amazing. And again, it's a celebration of our faith. It's a celebration of the sacrifice that Christ made on the cross for our sins, for each of the sins of those listening. You know, it is an outreach for us to show you Jesus Christ is alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we celebrate the time on the cross, but now He lives. And an old song from our denomination, you ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart.
That's good.
And I personally have a relationship with Him. And this is why we do this, to express to our community that they too can have a relationship with the same Jesus that we are worshiping, and we are pausing to remember sacrificed Himself for us. That's what it's all about.
That's good. Very good, Cap.
Excellent.
Well, so with this coming up, once again, that is coming up next Friday, one week today. At the Ann Portnoy Theater in the Yorkton Regional High School. And again, we will be starting broadcasting at 10:30 and continuing through until it is finished. And then, again, we will be playing at 7 o'clock that night as well as a replay. So, but again, if people want to be a part of this community choir, how can people do that?
Just show up this Sunday
at
2:30 at the Dream Center.
What's your address?
Yeah, 244 Myrtle Avenue. If people would like, they can get a copy of the, we did a PDF of all the songs.
Oh, nice.
As well as a PDF that has all the YouTube links so they can all listen to them.
Nice.
So we're hoping that people will have kind of at least some familiarity of how the tune goes, and then we'll walk over doing. And that, just email me at ydc.com. at sasktel.net. Mm-hmm. So Y, letters YDC at sasktel.net. And I will be glad to forward that email off. It's all ready to go. Forward it off to you. And then you can listen to the stuff and then show up Sunday afternoon at 2:30. And if you would like to participate, but don't think that you can make the Sunday afternoon, then let us know too. Because I think we probably will have another run through quick on Thursday evening this week. Thursday would be Monday, Thursday.
Yeah.
And as some churches celebrate that. So there'll be Thursday evening. And then someone said to me, now I don't know what you think about this, but someone said to just ask anyone on Good Friday morning, if you'd like to come sing a choir, just get up your seat and come join us on the stage. Maybe that's a bad idea or a good idea, but someone suggested it anyway. Maybe half the audience would leave the thing. We'd have no one to talk to. I don't know. But we hope to have a big group.
Yeah.
But come next week. We'd love to have you all come next week Friday.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you to The Rock, all the public service announcements that you push out.
Yeah, and, big applause.
All the information that is available. I know, Dennis, I missed him in the mass email of things Dennis emailed. Glenn, where's the information about the service? Because I'm on the advertising.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Issue.
So I said, sorry, must have missed you. And again, I said it to him and we got going.
Wonderful.
But thank you guys for your support of Christ's work here, and we just pray for you.
Thank you.
Pray for you, and we pray. I know there's a lot of prayer going on for this service next Friday, and we intentionally at our church are praying for it next week. It's part of the week leading up to the service. So,
well, why don't you do that right now? Why don't you each take a turn and pray over the city and pray over this for the people that are listening right now?
Beautiful, beautiful. Glad
wow.
to start.
Oh, Lord, we come to you, and even as pastors, sometimes when we're put on the spot, the words aren't right there that we would like to so eloquently deliver.
True.
But I come before you right now, Lord, as your servant, and I pray for the city of Yorkton, the surrounding area. I pray, Lord, that your spirit will move in a mighty way over this next week as we pray for our service on Friday, Good Friday. And as was said, why do they call it Good Friday? Because you died. But we call it Good Friday, Lord, because you were the sacrificial lamb, the lamb without blemish, without spot.
You are good, Lord.
And Lord, we are celebrating your goodness to us because through your death, we live. Through your resurrection, we are made strong. And we just pray, Lord, for all who come. Lord, we pray for the churches participating. We pray for all that will be said, all that will be done, that your love will be shone through, that you will show once again to those who maybe once knew you, maybe they don't follow you that much close anymore, but once again, that you still love them, that you love us all. You love us no matter who we are. And we don't need to change, Lord, to come to you. We come to you just as we are.
Thank you, Lord.
And you do the transforming. So, Lord, we pray for the city. We pray for this radio station. And we pray for all that will be involved. May Jesus Christ be proclaimed as Lord and Savior of all. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And God, I want to thank you for an opportunity to be together here today. As we begin this week of Passion, the Passion Week, starting with Palm Sunday this week, as we celebrate the reminder of Jesus coming into Jerusalem and how Jesus, you went to the cross, even though you prayed, Lord, take this cup from me, yet nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but yours be done.
Amen.
Now I pray, God, that you would please right now speak to those that are in the car or wherever they are. Assure them, Father, of your love and your forgiveness no matter where they are at this time. And as we gather on this day of somberness, a day of reflection, a day of remembrance of the price and the high price, Jesus, that you paid, mm-hmm. that we by faith can be free from our sin and guilt because you took it upon yourself.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that you would meet us on Friday and that we would, all the pieces would come together, that you'd be with George as he, Chief George, as he's preparing his talk. And I pray that the Spirit be amongst us. And thank you also, God, for Scott and this radio station and for Dennis and for the tremendous amount of work that you do through them. And thanks for this again, for this day and this opportunity together. We ask this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much once again for being here. We have been talking with Pastor Kevin Sawatsky and Captain Glenn Fraser, both going to be a part of this service, the Good Friday service coming up next Friday at 10:30. Once again, be there nice and early so we can get a seat and get started right at 10:30. But thanks again, both of you, for being here.
Oh, thank
today.
You, Scott.
Yeah, Sunday. Come, 10:30, choir.
Yep. Wonderful. So that is it for us for today. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.